Hi, everybody. This is Fun Diva Christy Hoffman, and I'm here today to talk to you about Everyman's superpower. Now, what is the Everyman's superpower? I would tell you, except I don't know. The Everyman's superpower is something that Mark Joyner, who is the CEO and founder of Simpleology, came up with, and he's been blogging about it. So if you are brand new and do not know what Simpleology is, first, go set up an account at fundiva.com/simple. That's FUNDIVA.com/simple. Okay, then you'll understand what's going on. Also on my blog, which is fundiva.com, I have put a blog post on my blog that links to all of the links to what the Everyman superpower is, because there are four blogs in already, so you're going to have to read through the whole thing to understand. I'm going to assume that if you're coming here, you already know what the Everyman superpower is about, and you've been following along, because that's my goal. So if you get caught up, otherwise, spoiler alert, you're going to ruin the surprise. So the original blog post that Mark put out was on September 28th. Right now, today, it is November 2nd. The last post that he made, I didn't write down the date, but it was like 12 days ago, I think. I think it was on the 22nd of October. And I'm like, release this already. Release the Kraken. So here's what I have in theory, that maybe this is what Mark is looking for, because he said it was going to be a mind game and he said it was going to be like boot camp. So I'm trying to think in that way of, if this is a game, then what is the game that Mark is playing? All right. So my number one guess is the people who said, here is my dollar, have actually been given the comic book, The Everyman Superpower, because they said, here's my dollar, right? So maybe it's action. I don't know if that's what the superpower is, but I am going to test this. Now, maybe if Mark is really playing a game, then what he did is he said, anybody who posts, here's my dollar, is going to get the comic book, or anybody who asks for it gets the comic book, but they have to agree that they're not going to tell anybody else that that's the answer. But since I haven't actually done that, I've made no agreement to anybody or promised to anybody that I wouldn't say anything. So I'm going to try that after I post this, because maybe that's right and maybe that's not. I don't know. So the other thing is, maybe it's just asking Mark, may I please have the comic book? Here is my dollar of the Everyman's superpower. Okay, maybe it's just a matter of asking. So this I stole because I used to be a seminar junkie. I went to all kinds of seminars for MLM and for internet marketing and for just general self-help stuff. And they would be at the front of the room and they'd be holding up their book and they'd be like, you know, somebody in this room really deserves this book. And I know that the person who deserves it wants it the most, and they're going to get it because they deserve it. And they have the willpower and what it takes to get this book. And what they were doing is they were just wanting somebody to run up to the front and grab the book. And then once you go to a few of these seminars, you realize that's what's happening, right? So maybe that's what Mark is trying to do, but he's doing it in an online way. So if that's the case, then here, release the Kraken. Can I have the book, please? So that may be right. That may be wrong. Maybe we need to flood customer service with PayPaling a dollar. Now, this may be right and this may be wrong. So if it's wrong, maybe this will get Mark to reply, because I posted, hey, Mark, did anybody actually get the answer so far in all of the hundreds of responses that he elicited through the four blog posts, right? So he liked my post, which meant that he probably read it, or he just went through and randomly liked it, but he didn't reply. So I am asking again directly, and or this will be the catalyst for Mark to say, no, you're wrong. This isn't what we're doing. Don't flood customer service. But customer service is support@simpleology.com. And if you PayPal somebody money and they don't accept it, they can reject it, or it'll just go unclaimed. It's not like you're risking a dollar. So that's a funny thing that we could do that would be true. The other idea I had is maybe he's waiting for a certain number of people to post on the blog post number 4, because that's where he says in post 5, it'll be, you know, the next one coming up, that'll be the final post. Maybe he just said, you know, I'm not going to bother to release this until we get 100 people. Okay, I don't know what the number is. I grabbed that out of the thin air, so I don't know if that's true or not, but right now there's like 30-something comments on there, so maybe it just takes a bunch of people commenting. So if you've been following along this far in the blog posts, maybe that's all we need to do. So asking, here's my dollar, or sending money, I think that's the funniest one. And then possibility number 5 is, I am completely wrong entirely, and there's just some technical issue, or there's some reason that Mark is taking so long to get this out, because I would really like to know, and I just like solving the mystery. So I don't know that anybody has guessed the correct answer. I don't know if the answer is one word or two words. Like, there's not enough information for me to know. So here's my theory. If it's going to be possible, and maybe it's also just coincidence that Mark's going to get to this, like maybe before I even publish this, he'll release it and then I won't have to embarrass myself. But I don't really care because I need to get out there anyway. So this is a good opportunity for me to go, hey, this is what we need to be doing. Like, let's go. Now, to me personally, if something extraordinary happened, okay, so let's go with an extraordinary made up story that is coming out of my wacky brain. So Elon Musk is driving down the street. He sees Mark Joyner. He says, Mark Joyner, I need you to get in this car. We built a secret space shuttle and we're going to Mars, but you can't tell the people the answer to the everyman superpower. Do you agree? And Mark goes, hey, yeah, okay, let's go to Mars. So if that happened and we never get the answer to what the everyman superpower is, I'm okay with that because I've already used Simpleology for so many things. I've actually have a whole other series of videos that I will be doing on how I use it. Now, currently, my start my day record, I have a streak of 340 days. Okay, so that means that I am like a Simpleology fanboy. So it would be really fun to connect with other people who are also Simpleology fanboys and also to connect with people who may have never heard of it and are like, well, how did you use this to change your life? So it's something that has, what I've done is taken habits that is built into the system of learning how to build habits. And then when you string together a whole bunch of habits, you get into a routine. And so far, like in October, I was 31 out of 31 for Simpleology. So 31 days out of 31 days, even though my start my day is set for 5 days a week, I give myself a break, but I did it every single day. My exercise routine, which is something that I've been using the tracker in Start My Day for, I was 27 out of 31, which is okay because I give myself a break on that if I have health issues come up, which happens. So that is what has happened to me so far in Simpleology. And I just really would like to know what the everyman superpower is. So if you have been following along and you want to know too, try one of these wacky ideas. Worst case scenario, that Mark will say, no, none of this is right, and stop bothering me with asking, because I don't know what his big plan is, but there's got to be other people who are like, hey, come on already. And I know that somebody did that the very first post. Zen Glenn was his name. I haven't contacted any of those people to see, because that probably would have been an easier thing for me to do, is contact those people, see if what they tried worked. But if they have some secret code of silence that they broke the code and they knew the secret and it's not supposed to be revealed unless you make the action, I don't know. I don't know. He said it was going to be a game and he said it was going to be like boot camp. So it's my wild imagination. It could just be that I'm really impatient. But I went back and read, and in the very first post, he said he doesn't have patience anymore for that, but he wants people to pay attention. Okay, well, I am paying attention and there's a whole bunch of other people paying attention. So maybe he wants more people to pay attention. So more people should go and read the blog post and post on there, post on Facebook, post on this video. If you need to get a hold of me, oh, and actually, if you have a better idea, like if somebody knows the answer and has a better idea, please contact me and let me know. You can contact me at the same site, fundiva.com. There's a button on there that says contact up at the top, or you can find me on Facebook. So I should leave this up for a minute. Do you love this? This is my Jaime solution to how am I going to put text on the video so I don't have to bother futzing with the video. Jaime, do you not know what Jaime is? Okay, well then you really need to go and sign up for a Simpleology account because it will change your life. So that's all. I do want to leave with one quote that was actually from the daily reminders that Simpleology sends out. And this was, I don't know, they're all sort of random and they all sort of repeat because after a year and I see them over again and over. But here, flaming enthusiasm backed up by horse sense and persistence is the quality that most frequently makes for success. That was Dale Carnegie. Now that to me sounds like three qualities: flaming enthusiasm, horse sense, and persistence. Now I don't have any horse sense. Okay, I do, but I'm silly. So that's okay. But I think this is flaming enthusiasm and persistence. I'm going to keep asking until I get an answer. And maybe it's just coincidence that the answer will come anyway. I don't know. I don't care if I am a dork. I'm a professional goofball. That's what I did my entire life. And I'm going to continue to be a professional goofball. So, Mark, if you have a response, you can choose to make a response to this. That would be super awesome. And if anyone else has comments, please leave them below. And thank you very much. Have a great day.